إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, do you know the high price that we all pay as an ummah when we are negligent of our deen? Do you know the cost of our heedlessness, the cost of the weakness of our iman? Dear brothers and sisters, we pay a very high price for our heedlessness and for the weakness of our iman. We as an ummah, if we don't have the qualifying iman, we lose all the benefits and the fruits of this iman. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Honor and dignity belongs to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. So it is one of the qualities of the believers to have honor and dignity. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants for the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is the due right of the believers upon us that we grant them victory. So the believers enjoy being victorious as long as they are true believers. The prerequisite for being victorious is that we have firm belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and works righteous, be it a male or female, and وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is a believer, will make him live a good life. So if we look around and we find nothing but misery and suffering and hardships, because the good life here is not only talking about paradise, rather it is talking about this life and the life to come. If we look around and we see agonies here and there, it is a indicative of how our iman, how weak our iman has become. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those of you who believe and work righteous that He is of most certainty that He is going to make them inherit power on earth and will establish for them the deen that He has accepted for them, and He will exchange for them their state of fear by security, provided يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا, they worship me alone without associating anyone in my worship. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who never ever fails His promise. So if we meet the prerequisites, the requirements of this promise, this necessarily means that we should enjoy security and enjoy the establishment of our deen. If we look around and we don't find that, we should look at ourselves and examine our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them love. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them for the virtue of their iman and will make them love one another. Your brothers and sisters, if we have a weak iman, we pay a very high price for the weakness of our iman. And these are some of the fruits that we will be deprived of when our iman is weak. And therefore it is of utmost importance that we understand what iman is, and we develop our iman, and we make sure that it is powerful and strong, because there is nothing like this strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to clarify for us the issue of iman, has given us a tangible example. You know, the matter of iman is something that we cannot see. And therefore, in order for us to understand iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example from the things that we can see and can understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Aren't you aware how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a parable of a good word? It is like a good tree. Good word here means La ilaha illallah, the iman in the heart of a believer. It is like a good tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you don't understand what iman is all about, just look at how a tree grows. كَمَثَلِ شَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْدُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. It is like a good tree, the roots of which is deeply and firmly rooted in the ground, with its branches reaching out to the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلْهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, yielding its fruit every time by the permission of its Lord. So, in order for us to understand iman, we have to look at a tree and see the similarities. The iman in our heart is like the tree that is planted on the ground. And as the planted tree requires watering and feeding and care, similarly our iman, the iman that is in our heart, requires
requires sources for nourishment, requires sources for strength to keep our iman firm, unwavering and powerful by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and only then can we enjoy the fruits of iman. Dear brothers and sisters, iman is the firm and unwavering belief in the heart of the believer. It is the belief in the oneness of Allah and the belief in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to believe in His book. And everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to believe in His sunnah. And the submission to everything that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inwardly and outwardly. Submission to the commands of Allah and the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by our hearts and by physical compliance to those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. If we attain iman, dear brothers and sisters, this is the success. This is the true success in this life and the life to come. In this life, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many good things in this life conditioned by having strong iman. And in the hereafter, suffice it to take one example from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. Those who believe in Allah and His Messenger are the Siddiqun. The Siddiqun are the people who have reached to the rank of As-Siddiqiyya. As-Siddiqiyya is the highest rank of Iman. It is the rank of those who are most truthful in their iman, who are true to their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are true to their declaration of faith, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And one example of those who were most truthful is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. His name is as-Siddiq. So what does it take to reach that rank? It is iman. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ. Those who believe in Allah and His Messenger are the Siddiqun. But what kind of iman? It is the true iman. The iman in the real sense of the word. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim that إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ لَا يَتَرَاءَوْنَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْكَوْكَبَ الدُّرِّيَّ الْغَابِرَ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تِلْكَ مَنَازِلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا يَبْلُغُهَا غَيْرُهُمْ. قَالَ بَلَى وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ رِجَالٌ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. رجال آمنوا بالله وصدقوا المرسلين. The dwellers of paradise will cite the people of the ghuraf, the people of the mansions from above them, as you cite a faraway star in the eastern or the western horizon, because of the difference in ranks between people in the hereafter. The people of paradise will cite those people in the high ranks as we cite the stars in the sky. Because of what? Because the difference in the ranks of iman. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum concluded that this must be the positions of the prophets. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected this understanding and he told them, no, by Allah, it is for men. Now what are their descriptions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not list 25 or 55 or 99 qualities. Rather, he gave two qualities. رجال آمنوا بالله وصدقوا المرسلين. The people who believed in Allah and believed in the messengers. But in the true sense of the word, this is how important our iman is, dear brothers and sisters, and this is why we have to understand what iman is, and we have to work on developing our iman, and we have to work on causing this iman to grow as one of us take care of his little plant and protect it and water it and feed it and weed from around it in order for it to grow and become firmly rooted, strong in the face of any wind that may come.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, now after realizing something about the importance of iman, the question is, how can we enhance our iman? How can we make our iman firm, strong, capable of facing today's challenges? And the answer is, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the key to understanding how we can make our iman strong. As the tree requires sources for nourishment, our iman requires sources of nourishment. And means to make that iman powerful, make it alive, make it driving people to do what is good and to stay away from what is evil. Dear brothers and sisters, the first and the foremost source for this iman is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent so many prophets and so many messengers, and their single duty was to introduce Allah to the people. Because people's prosperity can only be when they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality. And in order for us to really enjoy any ibadah, whether it is prayer or fasting or any type of ibadah, we have to understand whom we are worshipping. In order for us to enjoy the salah as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enjoy it, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, and my pleasure has been in praying, or has been made in praying. So his joy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying. But do you think that this joy can come out of void, or this joy was because of the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have? And therefore he used to stand an hour after an hour after an hour, tiring his body, not feeling anything but the joy of the prayer, because he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he enjoy our stand in prayer without knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can he enjoy our sujood without knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we deprive our bodies of their needs of food and drink and fast without knowing for whom we are sacrificing? And say the same thing about every single ibadah. Dear brothers and sisters, as a matter of fact, there is an urgent need in every soul for knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every soul long to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a void within the soul of every person that cannot be filled with richness, with money, with status, with anything, but with knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we see people who have the money, have everything that it takes to make someone happy, yet they commit suicide. This is the bottom line, which tell us that
People may have the money, may have all what this life can provide, but they lack the happiness. You know, dear brothers and sisters, that just 2 years ago or 3 years ago, suicide was the 8th cause of death in the United States of America. Do you know that 400,000 teenagers tried to commit suicide in this country? Is this a sign that people are happy or people are depressed? Did you ever hear of somebody who is multi-millionaire or a person who is in a very powerful position, but he committed suicide? Why? Because again, you cannot find the fulfillment in this life but with one thing, and that is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes only from the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because no one knows Allah better than Allah himself, and no one knows Allah after Allah better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And therefore we totally depend on revelation when it comes to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have to look in the book of Allah and enjoy the description, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe himself in his book, and enjoy the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you hear the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. We have to understand these words, dear brothers and sisters. We have to teach our children the meaning of these most beautiful names of Allah, because every name has its effect and impact on the person and his behavior. When the people know that Allah is As-Sami' al-Basir and understand what the meaning of Sami' al-Basir, understand that the Sama' of Allah and the Basar of Allah is unlike our hearing and our sight, and that Allah's sight encompasses everything and nothing escapes the sight of Allah, how could a person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if his parents or her parents are raising them up upon this belief and upon this understanding? Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. There are 99 names for Allah, whoever أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ will enter paradise. And أَحْصَاهَا here, unlike what many people may think, that it is memorizing the name 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes more than memorizing this name. It includes memorizing, understanding, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bearing the meaning of these names in mind. So when we stand and pray, or when we fast, or when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know with whom we are dealing. So this is number one source for the strength of the iman that we have in our heart, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he described himself in his book and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him in his sunnah. The second source and the second way by means of which we can strengthen our iman is knowing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Quran. Open the Quran, read the Quran, try to understand the Quran, reflect on the Quran. It is a source of iman, without a doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was reasoning with the pagans of Mecca, he said, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقُرْآنَ الْقَوْلَ. Did they not ponder over this speech, meaning the Qur'an? Which means, had they pondered over the Qur'an, this would definitely have led them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Had it been from a source other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have found in it great discrepancies. Meaning, if you open the book of Allah and ponder over its meaning and find that it is consistent with itself and find that it is all of the same miraculous nature, it definitely leads the person to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah was the source or is the source of this book, the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, when describing the true believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That whenever the revelation of Allah is recited before them, this increases their iman. So one of the ways by which the believers increase their iman is to listen, to hear, to ponder over, to try to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other ways by which we can strengthen our iman, but because of the limitation of time, I'm going to mention one more. And that is knowing Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Knowing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing his description, necessarily leads the people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we find that among the rational argument that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used against his people is his saying, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. How could you disbelieve in me? How could you? Well, I have lived amongst you for a whole lifetime before claiming that I am the messenger of Allah. Don't you reason? Meaning, you know how truthful I am. You know how trustworthy I am. As a matter of fact, if you remember, the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded his people of before he openly declared his da'wah is that, if I were to tell you that there is an army heading towards Mecca to destroy it, would you believe me? What did they say? They said, مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَلِمًا قَطْ. We never experienced a lie from you. And by this, they put themselves in trouble. Because they are saying that we don't have any reason not to believe you. As a matter of fact, their trouble is greater. Because the person who abstains from lying against people, he is more likely not to lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, they now put themselves in a weak position before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So knowing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something very, very important. Allah also said in the Quran, "Am lam yarifu rasulahum fahum lahu munkirun." Did they not know their messenger, and therefore they are rejecting him, and therefore they are rejecting him. They did not know him, and therefore they are rejecting him. This implies that had they known their messenger, they would have believed in him. And this is very important piece of information for us to know. Because, dear brothers and sisters, it's tragedy for us Muslims who live in the West, that our children grow up not knowing their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a tragedy and a shame that our children don't know their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one of the sources of iman, and this is one of the means that they can use to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are depriving them of that means, because Whenever, dear brothers and sisters, you hear somebody making fun of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or degrading him, he is or she is or they are degrading only themselves, because this is indicative of how ignorant they are about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, from the point of objectivity, they are wrong, and they cannot claim that they are advanced and they are basing their judgment on ignorance. But the other side of the story is that we are also are wrong, because we did not introduce our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our children, let alone the whole world. And therefore we have to work very hard in order to teach ourselves and our children about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his qualities. Because everyone who knows how generous, how courteous, how noble, how tolerant, how forgiving he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, would not afford not to believe. And here is an example from our history that is recorded in Sahih Bukhari. Hiraql, the empire of the head of the Roman Empire, was a learned Christian person. He was an authority in Christianity. As a matter of fact, history records that there was only one person of his caliber in his time. When Abu Sufyan came with a delegation to him, he, Hiraql, heard about the Prophet ﷺ, and he, based on his knowledge about Christianity, he asked him several questions as if he has a checklist in his mind that whoever meet these prerequisites, he is, or these qualities, he is a messenger. After he asked Abu Sufyan, and Abu Sufyan answered him, and Abu Sufyan at that time was a fierce enemy of Islam, but was truthful then. And he was one of the leaders the pagans. After he heard all the answers, he came to the conclusion that this is a messenger from Allah. Just knowing some of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, I knew that he is going to appear, but I did not know that he is going to be from the Arab. And he said that, if I know that I can go to him, I would go to him and I will wash his feet. And he will conquer the land upon which I am standing right now. He even made some trick for the for religious leaders and the preachers of his time, and called them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they refused, he did not declare faith, and he told them, I'm just testing you. Dear brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he without a doubt possesses the most beautiful attributes that a human can possess, and knowing him more is the source of iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam better and follow his guidance, and also raise our children knowing their messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا